From David Ludlum's Early American Winters, New England Snow Hurricane of 1804. The major meteorological event in the opening years of the 19th century developed when a severe coastal disturbance, probably of hurricane origin, reached full fury over southern New England during the daylight hours of October 9, 1804. It struck massive blows at Connecticut and Massachusetts points, resulting in extensive structural damage. The intense circulation caused gale-force winds to sweep the area from the Hudson Valley in New York eastward to the Maine and Massachusetts coasts and beyond. The great atmospheric currents involved brought down a bitterly cold airstream from Canada of record frigid severity for the early season, as the intense disturbance, supplied with copious amounts of moisture and meeting below freezing temperatures, produced an exceptional early season snowstorm. Quote, "Such an event is very remarkable, the only one I have found recorded," confided meteorological historian Noah Webster. The early fall season of 1804 had been cold. A September snow spread over the highlands of New York and western New England as early as the autumnal equinox. Timothy Dwight, the peripatetic Yale president, had noticed a snowstorm in the vicinity of Marcellus, Onondaga County, New York, on September 20, 1804. Again, late on the 8th of October that same year, another cold rain set in when Dwight tarried at Bemis, near Rochester, in New York, and on the 9th he witnessed a considerable flight of snow which, quote, however, dissolved as it fell. This appeared to be the western fringe of the severe storm then raging along the southern New England coastline. The coastal disturbance passed very close to New York City, south of Poughkeepsie, north of New Haven, and probably right over Boston between noon to late afternoon of the 9th. The advanced circulation had already triggered a vast precipitation shield over all of New England, except central and northern Maine. In Vermont, the storm commenced as snow. In the upper Connecticut Valley at Lunenburg, the day received long remembrance, as Dr. Hiram A. Cutting related in his interesting Natural History of Essex County. Quote, October 9, 1804, brought with its dawn a great snowstorm. The weather had been cloudy and extremely cold for the season for a number of days, and on the morn of this day it commenced snowing and continued until full 20 inches of snow had fallen. The contemporary press, and later many New England town histories, gave special coverage to this unique event. The Vermont Journal told of snow depths of 3 to 4 feet on the heights of land along the crest of the Green Mountains. And at Goffstown, in the highlands of central New Hampshire, the town historian mentioned snow falling 2 feet deep at this usually snowy spot, where northeast winds, meeting the highlands, were forced to rise and intensify the precipitation process. At Hanover, in the Connecticut Valley, the snow on the evening of the 9th measured 6 inches, and great damage to orchard trees still in leaf resulted. A good account of the storm and its destructive effects came from the pen of the editor of the Political Observatory at Walpole, Cheshire County in southwestern New Hampshire, who proved a very weather-conscious newsman in devoting space in 2 issues to the storm story. Extraordinary snowstorm. On Tuesday last, 9th instant, about the middle of the forenoon, the weather suddenly changed from temperate rain to a storm of snow, attended with thunder and violent wind on the highlands. The storm continued with some intermissions till Wednesday morning. It is judged that the mean depth which fell was from 15 to 18 inches. Contiguous to the river, it dissolved rapidly, yet repeatedly measured from 4 to 5 inches, and covered the ground for more than 30 hours. On the hills, it was blown considerably into drifts, which in places covered the fences and blocked up the roads. The eastern stage could not run, and the mail was conveyed on horseback. Great damage was done to fruit trees and timber than was ever known to be sustained in 1 year since the settlement of the country. Their foliage found a lodgment for the adhesive snow, which broke many branches by its weight, and the wind lending its aid leveled many a trunk with the earth. The Western mail had not arrived when this paper went to press, nor have we received papers from the eastern part of the state. To enliven the gloom of the scene, sleighs ran briskly during the continuance of the snow in this village. Political Observatory, Walpole, New Hampshire, October 13, 1804. Of the snowstorm. Accounts from every direction proved the destructive effect of the late storm of snow, particularly on timber and fruit trees. So wide and severe a havoc was never before made in this part of the country. We have seen the devastation in some of the orchards nearly equal to that of a tornado. Scarcely a tree remains uninjured. Many have left but here and there a solitary branch, and some are rent through the length of their trunks and prostrated each way on the earth. The damage to one individual's orchard in this town is estimated at $300. Others have suffered to a considerable amount. The quantity of fruit must be lessened for years to come, which is more unhappy as there is but a small supply of cider the present season. On the height of land in Vermont, the snow was 3 feet in depth, and on less elevated parts, and that in this state, it was from 2 to 2.5 feet, of which a considerable portion has since continued, covering potatoes in the earth and a part of the corn, so that it's impossible to gather those crops. Political Observatory, Walpole, New Hampshire, October 20, 1804. In western Massachusetts, press reports mention depths from 24 to 30 inches on the western slopes of the Berkshires. Snow fell on both sides of the Hudson River on the highlands, though apparently none stuck in the valley floor. In the Catskills, some of the towns to the westward experienced 12 to 18 inches of snowfall, and the mountaintops continued white 6 days later. There was sleighing at New Lebanon, New York, in the Berkshires and the Massachusetts border. As to the southern extent of the snowfall in New England, we are indebted to Noah Webster in relating that the hills around Woodbridge, near New Haven, Connecticut, just north of the Yale Bowl where the Wilbur Cross Parkway tunnels through West Rock, were whitened by snow. Inland, at Litchfield, 3 inches were reported, and at the higher elevation of Goshen, just to the north, 12 inches fell. As in the north elevation proved the determining factor in temperature conditions and therefore in the depth of snow. To illustrate the combination of meteorological elements available for concocting such a severe storm, President Day's thermometer at New Haven in Yale read 38 degrees on the evening of the 9th, and 3.66 inches of rain had fallen during the storm period. A short distance to the north, this produced an excessive snowfall. In eastern New England, no snow reports came from Providence, Boston, or Worcester. Temperature conditions there, in and to the south of the track and closer to maritime influences, did not permit the formation of frozen precipitation.